Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Hey, hey, hey. It's time for Jenna. That's what I like. All right, Jenna, what are you into this week? What do you love? Because you said you love something.
I do. I'll talk about what I love. I'll talk about my Valentine's yesterday.
Yeah.
Because there was something I had always wanted to do, and our day started a little bit early, and the boyfriend took me to From Paris with Love cooking class.
Oh, whoa.
It was such a great experience. And a girlfriend of mine just did it with a new boyfriend of hers recently. And she's like, you have to go. You have to go do one of these. And we went to Sur La Table. There's 121 Sur La Table stores across the U.S. But I know, whether it's that store or another store, whatever it may be, you know, it's not a personal endorsement for them. It's just they happen to have a really great culinary kitchen that offers a lot of variety of classes. But it was so cool. It's BYOB. We got a bottle of wine. We started drinking at 1 o'clock. There's a photo of us.
His first picture of El Jefe.
Oh, Jenna posted one yesterday on the Instagram.
I did. Well, he posted a photo of me. I was like, I'm going to give him a little love. But it was so enjoyable. And there was a trio of three girls together doing it. Obviously, it was Valentine's Day. So there were a few other couples like us. And there was a single guy, an older man named Robert. And we were all shouting out Robert.
What's up, Robert?
It was really cool because, you know, there's single girls doing it. But it was so fun. And they will sometimes bring you to the front with the instructor. But I mean, we did fancy chicken, shows how much I remember from drinking, but we did a very fancy chicken with a glaze. We did mashed potatoes. I learned how to poach an egg for the salad. I learned how to do creme brulee and use the little torch on the top.
Yes.
I mean, it was a full multi-course, fancy French meal.
Did you do escargot?
No escargot.
Okay.
But we had the best time, and you interact with people next to you.
Very good.
Highly recommend for a date. It takes out a lot of awkwardness of sitting there at a dinner table. You know, I don't know.
It was just falling at the water fountain.
It was so fun that we've already signed up to go to another one. So, yeah, highly recommend that. Also recommend one of the gifts I gave him, those boxers. Remember how I told you can get those custom boxers with photos?
Oh, with your picture on it?
You know the photo I used?
Which one?
It's now kind of like, it's kind of bad now that I think about what I did, but he has a photo of me that he loves. But it's me dressed up as a witch for Halloween, and I was like 5. And he has it as the screensaver on his phone when I call, and I hate that photo. I'm like, can't you use a cute photo of me as an adult?
But he thinks it is.
So
cute.
I put it on the boxers, and then I realized it's my child face on boxers.
Yeah.
Young Jenna.
Yes, I'm on right now. Just sending a photo. He's like, I feel weird about wearing
it. I feel weird about
wearing really,
it.
They were really cool.
Did you get the boxer or boxer briefs?
The briefs. The briefs.
Yeah. Nice. That's a good look.
So even weirder with my face on tight boxer briefs.
Young Jenna Witch on the boxers.
Mm.
I think it was really funny, though. All right, but other things I like this week. Do not know how to describe this genre of music, but I heard this song. He had a huge hit song back in the fall and did all the late night shows. His name is Dennis Lloyd. Not his real name, but this can be described, or they describe it as, synth pop, R&B, reggae fusion, indie pop, all of those apply. Very interesting sounds. Let's see what you think.
Always look around, you're trying to see the good thing. Why you always say that you never done wrong? Why you never hold me? Tell me that you love me. Why you always say that you never let go? I never go back, no. I never go back, no.
Did Dennis Lloyd just drop a little Spanish on us on that song?
Yeah, which is funny because he's from Israel. So I don't know if that was someone else on the song, but when I heard that, I'm like, and I'm definitely very immersed in the Spanish music right now. So that was a nice, pleasant surprise in the middle of that song.
But that was cool.
He'll never go back
is the name of that single. It actually just came out today. Like it, Dennis Lloyd. Pretty cool, huh?
I like it.
All right, so I was testing this out for a bit before I wanted to recommend it, but I do a lot of makeup sampling. I'm really into skincare and makeup, of course, as a lot of girls are, but makeup is so dang expensive. I go into Sephora or any of those beauty stores, and I bought my mom something for Valentine's Day, and I swear the eyeshadow palette was like $50. Ooh, I'm thinking, dang. It just keeps getting more and more expensive, so... there was this brand, I think it's Morphe is how you say it, but they opened up a store in the mall I go to recently. They used to be only makeup brushes. Makeup artists use these brushes, really great brushes. Our makeup artists that we've had in here always use the brushes, and then Morphe decided, we're going to start coming out with actual makeup palettes. So there's a lip liner I've been using. Mm. This makeup is half the price of most of these designer brands of makeup that we want to buy in the store.
And
I've been testing it before I recommended it. It is so great. The eyeshadow palettes, the lip liner. The lip liner is all I use all the time. I mean, every day it's what I'm putting on. And I love it because it's half. I mean, you can get an eyeshadow palette for, you know, $15. And whereas in the store, these things are $45. Uh-huh. So I highly recommend it. The brushes, too. Really great. Morphe is the brand name. Hey, if it's half as expensive as everything else and works just as good, right? I want to buy it.
Yeah, get those deals.
It's all branding, you know, and they're great. So it's usually the same stuff. I mean,
same
that's
ingredients.
The bummer to start to learn about that. Now that I've been making skincare, it's like, wow, this is Tom Ford. You can buy this at the grocery store. It's the same ingredients. It's just the packaging.
You're paying for the brand usually. When
you
it comes
are,
to that.
And that's fine sometimes. Yeah. But anyway, highly recommend that. Okay, and one uplifting thing, a friend of mine recommended this site. If you're not into positivity, then don't listen to what I'm about to tell you. But there is a website called TUT, T-U-T, stands for The Universe Talks. And you can sign up to get a powerful, Notes from the Universe is what it's called. You can get one every day. They'll email it to you. But it's really cool little notes to kind of reset and kind of have you thinking more positively throughout the day. But a lot of celebrities, I've seen them recommend this, but really cool. You know, they say thoughts become things. You want to choose the good ones. But the website's great. Lots of reading material. They do retreats, all sorts of things. But
sounds
it's from
good,
a
but
motivational
not,
speaker.
Sounds good, but I'm not sure if I'm into positivity.
Yeah, not lately, Al.
Thank you, JC. What's this little small joke? Just a little appetizer.
Yeah.
The little appetizer?
Yeah.
So Al gets 6 pounds lighter and gets a little bit funny.
Well, I'm finished.
All right, so if you want to get a little French cooking on, if you want to listen to some good music, you got Dennis Lloyd, you got Morphe for your makeup, or Tut if you want to feel good about yourself.
All right.
All these things are going to be posted over at KidNation.com. That's what Jenna's into this week. Well done, Jenna. Thank
good
you
job.
For
Thanks.
Lifting us up just like that. And we want to lift you up and send you all the way out to Florida. But you need the temperature of the day. We call this the winter warm-up. Somebody's going to win the trip, and then we'll hook you up with the temperature so that you could win as well next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Oh, that's the sound of a plane taking off and taking you all the way to Florida. Thanks to visitflorida.com.
Oh, it sounds so good right now.
We got the winter warm-up going up, and it's really easy to win. All you have to do is listen, go to our website, enter a temperature, and then wait.
Boom.
No quizzes, no tests.
No contest. Well, it's a contest.
It is a contest.
But, yeah.
And you just got to wait. Make sure you're the lucky one.
Yeah.
And Christine?
Yes?
You are the lucky one this morning. Congratulations.
Oh, my God. I can't believe it.
Yay, you.
Yeah, oh,
you.
No way.
Yeah, no. Yes, oh, way.
Yes, way.
Oh, my God. No, I've never won anything in my life. That is so crazy.
Never? This is your first time winning anything? Yeah, like
well, I mean, I won like a water bottle once at work, but
way better.
This is all right. You know what?
I found out afterwards that they don't actually. You don't win. They give one to everybody.
Oh, well, we don't give one of these to everybody.
Oh, that's so crazy.
Yeah, we only get one of these a day. So you're the one lucky one that won this morning. And you and a guest to get to go on off to Fort Lauderdale for 4 days and three nights. You get to stay at the Bahia Mar Fort Lauderdale Beach, a double tree by Hilton Hotel. Who are you going to be taking, by the way?
My husband.
Oh, look, a little late Valentine's Day.
There you go.
A little bit later.
Mm-hmm.
Get yourself that tan. Well, here's Kelly to tell you what you and your husband can expect out there.
Yes, the Bahia Mar, it's a spectacular waterfront destination in Fort Lauderdale Beach. It sits directly across from the Sandy White Beach. And you can either spend the day in the ocean, you can hang out by the pool bar, Waves Rooftop Bar and Pool Bar and Grill. They've got so much fun stuff for you to do if you feel like tennis or riding a bike or going on a fishing excursion. And we're also going to throw in a four-day car rental and two tickets for Sea Experience. This is one of those glass-bottom boat tours, so while you're heading out to the open water, you can see what you're, you know, riding over, I guess is what you call it.
Yeah.
Riding a boat over, yeah. And then you get out into the water and you can go snorkeling and see everything you saw underneath the glass bottom boat. It's so cool. And that's all thanks to Visit Florida.
Yay.
Yay, you.
Oh my gosh. Thank you guys. Thank you.
No, thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Did you have a good Valentine's Day yesterday, Christine?
I did. I spent it with my husband and my kids. We just stayed in and watched a movie.
That's not bad. That's what family is like. Mm-hmm. That's what I like doing. Well, Christine, you find that babysitter and you guys go have fun out there in Fort Lauderdale, okay?
Thank you.
All right, hold on for us. Thank you, Visit Florida, for that. Christine's extremely happy, as you heard right there. And if you want to win that trip, we got another temperature for you this morning.
Okay.
The temperature today at Lauderdale by the beach is 79. The temperature at Lauderdale by the beach is 79 degrees.
That's perfect.
That is perfect weather, as it has been all week long and the week before that out there in Florida. We have some new music that came out today, but before we do that, we have a tidbit news update.
Oh. It's time for tidbit news.
Tidbit update.
Yeah, we never do an update. Yeah. This time we had to, because remember we did the story of the guy that went out and he was hiking and a mountain lion tried to attack him.
Yes.
And my dude fought him off.
He did. Have you seen those photos?
Yeah.
Oh.
And he got scratched and stuff, had to go to the hospital. His name is Tavis Kaufman.
Tavis.
He's the man who was attacked by the mountain lion in Colorado, choked it to death on Monday. He had to protect himself, obviously.
Yeah.
It was him or the lion, of course. His story's a little long, but here's what he remembers happened.
I stopped and threw my hands up in the air and I started shouting. And unfortunately, the shouts didn't deter it, so it just kind of kept running and lunged at me. It was going toward my face, so I threw up my hands to kind of block my face, at which point it grabbed onto my hand and wrist, and from there, it started to claw at my face and neck, and that's when kind of my fear response turned into more of a fight response, because I realized how close it was getting to my eyes, and it got a claw in my lip, and I tried to throw it off me at that point, and then we took a little tumble down the south side of the trail, and down there just kind of had a little wrestling match, at which point I was able to get on top of it, pin its back legs, so I didn't get any soft tissue scratched out in my nether regions, and
smart man.
At that point, I was grabbing around for sticks. I only had my left hand free. My right hand was still locked in its jaws. Tried to get at its neck to see if I could stab it in the neck to get it to release. That wasn't working. The sticks were breaking. So then I picked up a rock that I had seen kind of near us. It was pretty heavy and it was kind of hard to wield. And I tried to give it a few bashes in the back of the head. But fortunately, I just kind of had a tough time swinging it with my arm still locked into the cat's jaws. Really wasn't working too well. At that point, I knew with two pretty good blows to the back of the head that it didn't release, that I was probably going to have to do something a little more drastic. And I was able to kind of shift my weight and get a foot on its neck.
Wow.
This dude had a mountain lion in his left hand, a rock in his right hand, and hitting the mountain lion with the rock. And a stick said, oh, that's not working. Let me grab a stick.
By the way, the hand that was on the mountain lion was in the jaw. So it's in there.
Wow. That's my man right
What
there.
A man.
That's
he ended
my
up
dude.
Stepping on its neck and suffocating it to death. Right?
To protect himself. He's not doing it to hunt or to go be mean to mountain lions. Of course, I think he wanted to just get away unscathed and do what he had to do.
He got a little scathed, but he's alive.
Yeah, his nether regions were okay because he was smart.
He's kind of put himself in a very precarious situation, because anytime he's walking with his woman, in any situation that comes up, she's going to be like, what you going to do?
Yeah.
You know, you fought the mountain lion. What you going to do? It could be anything.
He didn't do the typical guy thing where we make the story a lot crazier than it is.
He made it long, though.
You made it long.
That's all right.
But he could have been like, his other homies came out and I scared him away.
If I fought off a mountain lion, I would still be talking.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, you would not be able to shut me up, kind of like now.
Oh, man.
Good Lord. That's my dude.
Girls don't like that story, huh? This is more of a guy thing?
That is
my... No, I like
my...
the story. It's so fascinating.
Wow. You want another update?
Sure, Al. You have an update
for
me?
You don't want to be friends with him because every time you go out with him, he tells that same story.
Yeah, absolutely, I mean, yeah, he does.
That's the thing.
I'll tell you this.
I've heard this 500
I don't
times.
Care.
I'll go hiking with Mr. Kaufman any day of the week, though.
And you know what? If you're that man's woman, you need to be just grabbing on his arm every time he tells that story. Caressing him.
That's right. Mm-hmm. You have another update, though, Al?
Yes.
What story is this from?
You know, we did this a while back, I think maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago, when you talked about the over $1 billion that was given away, lottery winnings that's still up for grabs.
Oh, yeah.
That was a ticket in South Carolina,
right? It's South Carolina.
It's almost up.
It's still up for grabs.
Someone's going to miss out on $1 billion.
Unless
they're trying to do something real dramatic and come in at the last minute.
No. It's been too long. You would have gotten your things in order.
If you live in South Carolina, check every couch, cushion.
And not only that. House.
You have 6 months, right? Is that what it is?
Yes. It'll be in April.
No.
So check this out. Next month, man. Oh, well, a month and a half. So check this out, too. The store owner that normally gets a percentage.
He can't get it?
He doesn't get his percentage.
They have to claim it, Kelly.
Because the store owner normally gets, I don't know what it is, but it's a nice chunk of money.
On it.
It's a nice chunk of money,
yeah.
But you don't get that unless this guy claims his money.
And
you
saw the lady, yeah. Oh, no. Yeah,
wow, they need to be putting an all-point bulletin out.
Yeah,
everybody.
Oh, man.
Go in the street with megaphones.
Be on the lookout for that. Thanks for that update, Big Al, Matt.
I mean, it's almost that they have to know it might be them because of where they bought it.
Yeah.
Then they knew that they never couldn't find it to check the numbers.
What
a terrible feeling.
What if he finds it the day after?
What if they went on a vacation? A 6 month vacation?
He finds it on April 20th and it expires April 19th. Like, oh!
Wow.
What if it is someone that took one of those around-the-world trips for 6 months and comes back on the day?
Because so many people can afford to do that.
I'm saying it. Sometimes the rich
$1 billion
people
they could.
Yeah.
They ain't going to have it.
Even rich people were playing the lottery when the $1 billion was up for grabs.
Yeah.
All right, we got some new music for you today real quick.
All right.
Cardi B and Bruno Mars. They, she unretired her Instagram. By the way, my wife said her story is lit right now. Not safe for work.
No.
But the song with Bruno Mars is called Please Me.
I like that.
I like it. Yeah. I'm feeling it.
You are?
Yeah. And I think it's going to grow on me quite a bit, too.
I like that.
The songs that I love. Some songs, when they grow on me, those are the ones that last a little bit longer.
Yeah.
Katy Perry also has a new one out with Zedd. It's called 365. We've been waiting for Katie to come back with some good music. Zedd's the man to do it. Five right there. Katy Perry and Zedd.
I like it.
And our girl, BB Rex. I love BB Rexa, especially after we got to meet her at Jingle Ball.
Yeah. Sassy little thing.
She's sassy and fun. This one's called Last Hurrah. This is my last hurrah.
Drama, fixing my karma. One more night, I'm in Nirvana. I know
those three songs, I think that one's my favorite.
You think so?
Yeah. I like that Bebe Rexha song right there.
I do, too.
You got Cardi B and Bruno Mars, Please Me, Katy Perry and Zedd with 365, and then you got Bebe Rexha with Last Hurrah. That's your new music out today. Any of them going to be in the Showbiz Top 5, Kelly?
Maybe.
Okay.
You just stick around and see, but I will tell you this. Colton Underwood, he is not a piece of meat.
I saw this.
The Bachelor.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry, but you're taking showers. You're constantly shirtless on The Bachelor. Slow-mo, wet all the time. You're a piece of meat.
Well, virgin meat.
There's boundaries.
There are boundaries. We'll talk about it in the Showbiz Top 5.
Next.
It's the Kid Kraddick Morning Show.
All right, Kid Nation, it's time for you to make us feel good. We call this segment Feel Good Friday.
And that should make you feel good.
Your stories should make us feel good.
And that should make you feel good.
Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Let's go around the room here before we read your text messages and the phones. Big Al, what are you feeling good this morning, buddy?
I got a package in the mail, which it always makes you feel good. And it's from Mrs. W., Christy W., and she is in Selma, Texas. She sent me an Echo Dot, an Alexa.
That is cool, man.
Just randomly.
Just because.
You're going to love it, dude. I didn't think I would like it. I love it.
Just because.
Yeah, I've had my Alexa for a week, and I love it.
Yeah.
So we're talking around the air, and I mentioned, I guess I said I'd never had one or played with or whatever. And she just sent me one.
You got a new toy to play with.
Yeah, so thank you, Mrs. W., and your kids down there in Selma, Texas, in Bear County.
So nice of them.
Yep.
Giving you presents.
Yep.
Kelly, what are you feeling good this morning?
Well, I've just finalized, I think, my spring break plans.
Oh, you did? What you doing?
I'm going home to South Carolina to visit my Aunt Velma, my cousin Cindy.
Yeah.
And everybody else.
This is South Carolina. We do it in a different way. We are Southern.
That's a lottery ticket.
And then, right? Oh, I hope I'm related to that person. But anyway, then my best friend since fifth grade, Tommy Jean, and I are going to jump on a plane and go to New York City. Tommy Jean's never been to New York.
New York City? She's never been to New York City?
No, she's been everywhere in the world except New York City.
She's a world traveler.
I'm really excited about it.
I guess she'll be staying at the Ritz. And you say she always stays at the Ritz when she goes?
We ain't staying at the Ritz.
Just the girls, right?
Kelly Raspberry paying half of his tab. We ain't staying at the Ritz.
Just the girls?
Yeah,
no
just
guests?
Us two.
Nice.
Yeah.
What are you feeling good, Jenna?
I need some good ideas. Send me messages.
Kelly wants to know what to do in New York.
See the naked cowboy.
Because I've been so many times.
Besides Broadway. She's done Broadway.
Yeah, it's Tommy Jean. Don't want to go to Broadway.
Yeah. What are you feeling good, Jenna?
Because I believe my mom is going to meet the boyfriend's parents, and it should be a very interesting dinner.
Whoa.
Parent on parent.
Do they speak?
Boyfriend translates. His mom does. Dad doesn't really.
All right. That's going to be awesome.
It's just hard because I'm frustrated with myself. I need to learn. I want to learn. We're supposed to start lessons.
I'll start speaking in Spanish only to you during the breaks.
Well, I need to learn some more first.
It'll help. Me talking to you?
I don't know.
I hear him all day on the phone speaking Spanish.
It hasn't worked so far?
I pick up words here and there.
I watched that Fine Weather girl every time I go to Mexico, and I don't understand any more Spanish than I do. I just like looking at her.
Oh, you're just staring at other things. You're not paying attention to the language. Yeah.
So we'll see how that goes.
That's awesome. Let me know if you need a translator. I'm here for you. And I have my feel good brought me to happy tears.
Okay.
Because for the last few months, you know, my neighbor Grayson, he was diagnosed with cancer and he had surgery. He had brain surgery.
How old is he?
He's 7 years old. He's in my son's class. And he had brain surgery. And when he woke up from it, he couldn't speak. He couldn't move. So all these things that he was able to do as a normal 7-year-old were gone.
Yeah.
And slowly he started being able to move and walk, and we saw him walking and stuff, but the speech still was not there. And I don't know what it was about yesterday. I was pulling into my garage, and I noticed that his garage door was open and his mom's car was in there, but he's been at the hospital because he got a really bad infection. And, you know, he's been doing chemo, so his immune system's really down, so they had to be really careful where he was basically isolated in a room and couldn't leave it, and that's where he was at. So when I was pulling up, I saw his mom's car, and I just remembered those times when I would come home from work or from the gym, and I would just hear, Jose! Mm-hmm. And I'd look back, and Grayson would be there, and he'd ask me about my day, because he's a very talkative kid.
Yeah.
And that hadn't happened in so long. And I opened my door when I parked my car, and I heard it. Jose! And the first thing that went through my head was, I'm going crazy right now. Because Grayson's at the hospital, and that doesn't sound like his little sister. And she doesn't really scream my name ever. She just says hi regular way. I got out of my car, and Grayson was standing in his garage.
How about that?
And I started walking over there. I was like, Grayson, you're out of the hospital. And I had not heard Grayson speak since the surgery.
Oh, that's nice.
And I asked him the question, not knowing that he's able to speak as well as he could, and he goes, "Yeah, I'm out."
Wow.
I'm like, "And you're talking?" He looked at me all weird. He goes, "Yeah, I'm talking.
Of course I'm talking, dude."
I'm like, "Well, happy Valentine's Day." And he goes, "Happy Valentine's Day."
Wow.
And he was wearing his little mask, and I couldn't see his smile, but I could see it. I could see it in his eyes. And I was like, "Where'd you get your mom for her Valentine's Day?" And he goes, "I don't know." And he looked at her, and he goes, "A hug?"
There you go.
And so he gave his mom a hug, and I said bye to them, and I started walking to my car, and my eyes just welled up with tears because I was so happy.
That's nice. I'm glad he's doing better.
He's talking and everything. It's like he's there. He remembered me. I thought he was going to forget me and everything.
That's awesome.
You never know what happens when you have brain surgery. So
keep listening in your prayers.
Happy to hear your voice again, Grayson. You really made my week, buddy. And now it's your turn, Kid Nation. Your Feel Good Friday's here. I feel good. My Feel Good Friday is that I caught Big Al picking his nose on Kid TV.
Well, you know, sometimes
you got caught out.
Yeah, and I looked up at the camera and I saw myself with my thumb and my nostril. I'm like, oh yeah, ooh.
Yeah, buddy.
Forgot him on camera.
There was part of my boob once, so
yeah. I got under boob sometimes.
When you film us all the time,
there you go.
Something's gonna happen.
Yeah, it's all good.
You ever wonder why we're doing? That's what we're doing.
Andrew wrote us and said, "Hey, I got a 4-day weekend off of school, so I get to stay at home and relax. Good Friday, right there." And how about Carter? Carter got an A on his homemade music project, and his picture gets in on the yearbook.
All right.
Out there in Lake Charles. Congratulations, Carter. Your mom, Jennifer, is really proud of you, buddy. And my kids are finally old enough that my husband and I can go on a date and leave them at home.
Yeah.
At night. A real date in the dark.
That's feel good.
That's
right there.
That's an awesome, awesome time of life.
When is that age?
Depends on the kid. Depends on the time. You know, a couple hours. Is it an early night? You know, it just depends.
I know my parents used to leave me home at 5, but I don't think that's okay.
No, that's
5 years old? No, it's a little early.
They had to work, and so I know that we had different circumstances, but 8, maybe?
I guess, like Ellie said, it depends on the kid.
It depends.
If you have
can Emma Kelly stay home?
I'm going to walk the dog around the block for I'll be back in 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Maybe that kind of thing. It just depends on the child.
Yourself, how much trouble can they get into during this period of time while I'm gone at that age?
Okay. Well, I have a boy, so we get in
trouble. Leave yours alone yet.
The boy,
No way.
When we're boys, we just do dumb things.
Yeah.
But I got the girl at home who can be the voice of reason. Hi, Vicky.
Hi, how are you?
Doing excellent. I hear you have a feel-good Friday for us.
Yes, I do. In 2016, I went through in vitro fertilization, got pregnant. And this is the sad part. And there was a tumor growing and caused a miscarriage.
Oh, I am so sorry, Vicky.
Yeah, it was a tough time. But I still had embryos left. And my sister stepped up to the plate and volunteered to carry the embryos for me so that there's still the opportunity for us to have a child.
Awesome. Your sister's going to carry your babies for you.
Awesome.
Yeah, we're planning for we actually did a transfer last week, but it didn't take, but we're hopeful. We're trying again on March 25th, and she is my hero. She goes to school, she works, and I can't thank her enough for being there for me.
Beautiful thing she's doing.
Yeah, the fact that she said she's willing to carry your baby, that's great news. Vicky, keep us posted on that.
Yeah, good luck, Vicky.
With your next one in March. Wow, what a good sister right there. We got to feel good right here from Shelby. Hi, Shelby.
Hi.
So what's up with your husband?
My husband has been at Marine Basic Training since November. And it's just been me and my son by ourselves while he's been gone. And he gets back in 6 days.
Yeah!
Awesome. All right.
That is awesome.
And it'll be right in time for my son's first birthday.
Oh, so great. Cool. So he doesn't miss the first birthday.
Yep.
Has your son been missing daddy?
He has, and he just started saying daddy.
Aww.
And he started walking yesterday, actually, and it was so exciting. I was so excited.
Do you know where you guys are going to be stationed?
We don't know yet. He gets to come home for 10 days, though.
Okay.
Thank you both for your service, okay?
Yeah, for sure.
All right.
Thank you, Shelby. What?
I don't know why this popped in my head. I don't remember who told it, but they were waiting to surprise their, like, their husband or something had been gone, and the kids started walking, so they kept pushing the kid back down. You want to say your first steps to be for your dad, right? I don't know why that just pops in my head.
The kid gets up.
Yeah, no, don't start walking.
Don't start walking.
You like discourage them because you want it to be this the miraculous moment when dad comes home. You start know,
he walks for the first time.
Start kicking him in the chest.
Back down.
By that time, he's already talking. He's like, "I've been trying to walk for 3 years."
God, Mom.
That's funny. Hi, Lauren.
Hi.
Hey,
welcome to Feel Good Friday. What you got going on?
Next week I'm getting to be a stem cell donor.
Whoa,
I'm really excited.
Awesome.
Yes.
So,
do you know anything about the recipient at all?
I know a little bit about their age and what their diagnosis is, but I'm actually a stem cell transplant nurse, so it's double amazing for me to be able to do this.
Yeah, you're going to be on the other side this time.
Very cool.
Exactly.
How long did you have to wait before you found out you were a compatible match?
I've been on the registry through Be the Match, which is the nonprofit, since 2013, for 5 years.
Took 5 years.
Yeah, I don't know how long we've been on. When did we do it?
I think around the same time.
Around the same Nick?
Right around the time Nick
did it.
But Lauren, he's the only one so far out of our group that's been a match for anyone.
I think everybody in the office did it. And so far, he saved one life.
You guys are awesome.
And then, Lauren, you're going to be saving a life here soon. Congratulations on being a match.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited.
It's really simple to do it, right, Lauren? What can we do if we want to be a match?
All you have to do is go to bethematch.com, and a lot of places when you go to, like, runs and 5Ks and stuff, they'll make you do a mouth swab. Mm-hmm. But if you want to join the registry, you can also just go to the website, and they can give you all the information there, and it's so easy.
All right. There it is.
All right.
Very simple.
And as a stem cell transplant nurse, it saves millions of lives. So.
Yep. It's worth a little bit of your time
to
save somebody's life and give them years. Thank you, Lauren, and congratulations on being that match. That's really cool. Remember we were talking about it? I was like, is it broken? Because I haven't gotten my match.
I know.
Yeah, you expect it to happen overnight.
I was expecting to match with somebody right away.
I just saw on the news they were doing another big drive for a child that's looking for that donor. And it's like, but we're on the list. The bigger the pool, the better chances of matches. So.
I want to be a match so bad. I want to be able to help someone.
I want to save a life. I want to be a hero.
Hopefully soon. Hopefully soon, Kelly.
That's selfish, isn't it?
You can be my hero.
I just want to be able to be that person that can help someone like that. Hi, Rachel.
Hi. Oh, my gosh. Good morning.
Morning. Hey.
Well, first of all, happy early birthday to you. I know that's part of your feel good.
Oh, thank you. Yes, today is actually my 25th birthday, and I'm leaving work at lunch to go skydiving for the first time.
Wow.
Ooh, nice.
You're doing the tandem, of course, because you've never done it before.
Oh,
how nervous are you feeling right now on a scale of 1 to 10?
Probably about a 7.
Yeah.
It's a mix of nerves and excitement, but I can't really tell the difference.
I'm telling you, I've done it before. You're going to love that feeling once you step off the plane. It's really scary until you step off, and then it's happening.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
Like, you don't feel like you're dropping like you usually do.
It's not like a roller coaster. It just feels like you step off the plane, and you feel the wind hit your face, because it's a lot of wind hitting you.
Mm-hmm.
But it's you just get this just feeling of just floating.
Oh, wow.
When do you start peeing?
You don't feel it. Honestly, you don't get that scared when you're falling.
I'd be scared till that chute opened up.
The chute kind of, it pinched my guys. And that got me nauseous.
That's what saved your life.
It pinched my guys. Yeah. I mean, this is the work.
Well, happy birthday. Have fun.
Have fun, Rachel.
Thank you.
Send us a picture of your skydiving. You still would never do it, Al?
No, sir.
No, sir.
Not one chance.
Not my adrenaline of choice.
I would do it again. If you guys wanted to go, I would go with you.
I prefer for my doors to be closed on my airplanes.
We can do iFly indoor.
That's
like my feet on the ground.
That's fine.
Safe
at
all times.
Yeah.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hi.
Welcome to Feel Good Friday. What you got going on this weekend?
In 2 days, my mom and I are heading to Tampa to get on the cruise for the Kesha Rainbow Cruise.
Oh, really?
Huh.
Is Kesha going to be giving tattoos to those on the cruise?
No, but she is doing vow renewals.
Oh.
Well, that's really cool. So you're going to do that?
No, I'm not going to get a vow renewal with my mom, but she's going to do 2 concerts, and so we'll be at the concert.
Well, that's awesome.
I'm curious because I know that DJ Khaled's getting ready to do one.
They hang with you.
And Backstreet Boys does one in NSYNC. And I'm wondering how much real one-on-one interaction you get.
Are you expecting a lot, Stephanie? A lot of one-on-one with Kesha or just enough?
So, Norwegian, they've been really cool with giving us information. And so they said that she may be walking the boat. We just have to be really cool.
Yeah.
And then she'll be cool.
Yeah, don't jump all over her. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Impractical Jokers did
one
as well. And they were out there hanging out with everyone from the pictures I saw, the Impractical Jokers guys. Well, Stephanie, you have fun with Kesha.
Yeah, have fun. Almost said
thank you. So excited.
I know. I bet you are. That sounds real fun.
Because we've all been to those VIP, you know, party with.
Yeah.
And you show up at the club, and they're in that VIP section.
Way over there.
20 feet above the crowd. And maybe over there you see the back of somebody's head. You think it's Britney Spears. You're not quite sure.
You might get a head nod and a little, like a peace sign.
Yeah,
head
five security guys around yes. them. Yeah.
Hi, Shelly.
Hi.
I love your Feel Good Friday. What you got? What happened with your son?
Well, I have a 4-year-old autistic son. His name is Tucker. And it's been he and I all day, every day for a very long time. He's recently started in his special needs program at school. And so he's learning a whole lot. Well, I ended up having to have a major surgery on February the 1st. And so it was the first time I was ever away from him. Anyway, whenever I finally got to come home from the hospital and he hadn't seen me in a couple of days, he has never called for me. He has never said my name. And he says, Bobby, the second I walk in the door.
Aww.
And so now he calls me Bobby all the time. And it is the best feeling in the world to finally hear his little voice say words, actual words.
Congratulations, Bobby.
Yeah. Thank you.
Bobby!
What a cool name right there. Yep. You have your name, your mommy.
Like
name.
I'll answer to anything long as it comes
except
out of his
Bobby.
Mouth.
And we have breaking news real quick from Trey. You have not told this to anyone, right, Trey?
Yeah, it's a world exclusive just to y'all.
Oh, right. What? On Feel Good Friday, what's going on?
Well, as of this morning, I have weighed in at a triple-digit weight loss. I have lost 101 pounds.
Wow! Yay!
Congratulations.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Bro.
Yeah.
Are you done or do you have more to go or what?
Oh, no. I do have a little bit more to go. I want to get below 200, but right now I'm sitting at 204 and I'm ecstatic.
Wow.
Not to brag on my boy Al, but he lost 6.
Yeah, I lost 6.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Oh, smoke up on us this weekend on your TV.
What's that?
The NBA All-Star Celebrity Game.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you can see a bunch of celebrities out there shooting hoops.
Shooting some hoops.
Yeah, it's going to be on ESPN on Friday today. You can check out Quavo on the away team. Bad Bunny. So they're highlighting that one. The home team features Dr. Oz.
Dr. Oz?
Yeah, he's playing really? JB Smoove.
Okay.
Not too bad.
Done with that.
He might have great skills.
I would love to see Quavo cross up Dr. Oz.
JB Smoove will be over there shaving with a shit quattro on his
side. Yeah. I'm telling you, Quavo is an athlete.
Really?
That dude is a great athlete. He killed it with the football. They did the celebrity football games, and I think he was pretty good in the celebrity game last year. Also, on Fox, Proven Innocent is a series premiere if you want to check that out. That actually looks pretty good.
Which one's that?
Rachel LaFerver. Well, she's an attorney who was once wrongfully convicted and now runs a criminal defense firm. Kelsey Grammer is also on the show.
Oh.
He's the guy that put her away.
Oh.
Okay.
You don't like Kelsey Grammer?
Well, not since the whole Real Housewives of Beverly Hills stuff. And I saw how he treated Camille.
Has the new one started with Denise Richards, by the way?
That just started back this week.
Okay.
Real Housewives of Beverly Hills came back this week.
Because she's a new one on there, right?
Denise Richards. Is that her name? Yeah, the one that's married to Charlie Sheen.
Yeah,
Denise Richards, yeah.
Yeah.
I have not watched network television other than the Grammys.
You haven't?
All I do is toggle on my Apple TV between Netflix, Hulu, and Amazon Prime now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm
crazy.
Trying to catch up on...
There's too much good content on there.
Yeah.
And I'm not a fan of reality TV, so...
But Real Housewives is a different beast, you know?
Yeah.
I'm finally catching up on New Jersey. I got to start back over with Beverly Hills. New York's coming next month in March. It's a lot.
So much to
Dallas
get to.
Comes back. It's a lot.
Yeah. You're into it.
I'm on the season 6 finale of Game of Thrones.
Okay.
So that means I have one more season to watch before
Man,
the show comes out.
You went all out on that show.
I recommend 4 a day.
Okay.
Wow.
They're long episodes.
They're 4 hours,
they're
right?
They're over an hour.
For an hour, so you watch 4 of those 4 hours. of watching TV.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't do four every day, obviously. I think I did one yesterday.
I'm still on You, the TV show.
I got done with that, yeah. It's good.
Oh, you finished it?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay, so I'm on episode 4, I think.
It's really good.
You love it, right?
I'm so into it. My wife fell asleep last night, so I couldn't watch it. I could have watched another episode, but she was asleep.
You.
I'm kind of interested. I read the book but didn't love it, so I don't know. The show's probably more exciting.
Is that the show that's going to NBC, major network, sometime soon? Is it You? Something I just
It was already on network.
You was a Lifetime. It was.
I mean, on Lifetime.
Huh.
Yeah, it was on TV first, but they made it more mature.
Yeah. Oh, Netflix I see. Okay, I didn't catch it then.
It's kind of like what they did with Breaking Bad, too, and all those AMC shows, they can make them a little more.
Gotcha.
Risque, if you want. And I got a couple here. Mm-hmm. We gave you an update, but now we got you the real ones that's going on right now.
It's time for Tidbit News.
Feel about this? A bride story is going viral right now because she went on Reddit and decided to. She posted about deciding not to ask a good friend to be a bridesmaid because that friend has quote massive breasts, and that could draw attention. It could draw the attention at her wedding.
Wow!
Because of the boobies,
you can't be a bridesmaid because your boobs too big.
Reason why?
Hey, boob!
Can't do that.
Oh man!
Wouldn't that ruin your friendship? Or would you feel so nice if you're? Friend said, hey, Kelly, you know your boobies are too nice.
And I don't want that person as a friend.
Right.
I don't get to be a bridesmaid because she's worried about being shown up. That means she's insecure and I don't want to be friends with her.
It'd be perfect opportunity for a cool joke when they read the vows and the girl with the big breasts just, I boob.
What was that thing you said about him doing good jokes now that he's lost 6 pounds?
Yeah.
What was that?
You could have just said she gave a long speech and then the bride could have said she's just milking time or something. That would have been good.
No. Another one. Yeah, there you go. Boop punch. Boop punch for 20, please.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.